fresh from the LTM. Valley Rod arrived in Tornio's cove, where our friendship thrived. He was a baseball man, competitive and strong, beating me at snowballs all the winter long. We'd race our bicycle against the Arctic wind, a rivalry of brothers where the laughter never pinned. Just two young men tracked in by the riverside, with the message of the gospel as our only guide. Oh, we thought we were practicing, just learning how to speak, giving out the lessons to the humble and the meek. But there was a daughter listening behind a wooden door. Was a teacher, the spirit led the way, converting a soul we hadn't met that day. You know, we didn't even see her. We were in the front room of a small apartment between the highway and the river, teaching a family who said they just wanted to listen. We figured it was good practice, nothing more. But a few weeks later, we met a young woman named Onni. She looked us in the eye and said, "You taught me the first discussion." We were puzzled, but she told us she'd been in the back bedroom with the door just slightly ajar. She heard us talk about the restoration and the first vision, and the spirit told her it was true right then and there. She'd been prompted all the way from Sweden to board a ship home, just to hear those words. The path was made clear, and the time was at hand. We taught her the truth of the Lord's holy plan. By a cabin on the river, under skies so clear and blue, in those cold holy waters, she started life anew. 3 days after meeting, she followed the light with the members from Kimmy, witnessing the sight. From a mission in Finland to a home in Helsinki's grace, she's a daughter of heaven in a sacred holy place. So we thought we were practicing, just learning how to speak, giving out the lessons to the humble and the meek. But there was a daughter listening behind a wooden door, finding a light she'd never felt before. The Spirit was our companion, the Spirit led the way, converting a soul we hadn't met that day. Later, she's a stalwart and a friend, a journey of faith that will never, ever end. And we still see the miracles grow in the seeds that were planted in the Tornio snow.